The Indianapolis City County Council last year approved designating Marion County as a vote center county, and that means local residents can now vote at any polling place. For the first time ever, the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site in the old Northside Historic District will serve as one of those locations. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site President and CEO Charles Hyde about this unique voting opportunity.
On Election Day, some voters will be casting their ballots at the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site. I would think that would be very meaningful to vote in a place of such local and national significance.
It's a pretty interesting story of how that came to be. Up until now, we actually as a precinct, but with Marion County changing the rules around where you can vote, we will actually be a voting center going forward. So that means that anyone that is in Marion County is able to vote at any location, any of these voting centers across the county. So that includes us at the museum. But for us, it started off as a simple question. So shortly after I started in 2014 at the presidential site, I just asked our staff casually whether we had ever served as a polling site, and we hadn't. So we reached out to the Marion County Election Board and offered to be a polling site, and some confusion ensued. They asked if we were trying to get out of being a polling site. We said, no, we're willing to be a polling site. And they said, well, no one ever wants to be a polling site. And so we said, well, rest assured, we're willing to be a polling site. If you need a polling site, we're happy to serve in that capacity. So much to their credit, they came out, they certified us, and we've served as a polling site ever since. But it was such a strange reaction that we started reaching out to our other presidential site and library peers nationally, and found that there's only one other presidential organization nationally that was serving in that capacity, started doing research and looking at other museums, and it did not appear that many other museums were serving as polling sites
That's
either.
That's fascinating.
And so it's really caused us to rethink some of those areas where we might assume, you know, as citizens that are well covered. It's like, well, you know, surely there's no problem getting polling sites. You know, surely everybody understands the importance of jury service. Surely everyone understands these things that we take for granted in public life. And maybe not. So it's actually one of the things that we've been working to do as an organization, recognizing that we're uniquely positioned to help champion this idea of organizations serving as polling sites. It's something small with really large implications. So I was invited last fall by the Smithsonian Magazine Online to share our story of how we became a polling site. And we used it as a call to action for all of our museum peers nationally to also serve in this capacity.
Do you expect a large voter turnout?
We have been inspired by the response that we've had as a polling site. And what I mean by that is that we were alert to the fact that we are a little bit different than many of the polling sites that might exist across the community, where, you know, you're in a nondescript space or going in the back door of a gym and, you know, kind of poorly lit areas or, you know, whatever those typical polling locations might be. We've been really pleasantly surprised just by how much our precinct has embraced us as a polling site and people recognizing the real resonance of being able to vote in a place of national historic significance. And so it's something that, again, we see is a model of success that can be shared with others. We want to see more of our peers within the city, but also nationally serving in this capacity, just recognizing how important it is to advancing our system of self-government. In response directly to your question of whether we expect a large turnout, yes, I would say we do. The museum is prepared for visitors, and then just staying late with the voting staff to make sure that they are able to finish their tallies.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Taylor.
That's WFYI's Taylor Bennett speaking with Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site President and CEO Charles Hyde. Primary day voting at the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site and elsewhere around Indiana is Tuesday, May 7th.